A big boat. We're on a cruise to Pesach. They went on a cruise. You ever go on a cruise to Pesach? You don't know.
We didn't.
No, we didn't. We did the previous mission. We also mentioned the boat, but this is a different case.
Another boat?
Hazav ha'atar shi'ash b'simi g'dayla k'mosha ha'mishna mefareshas v'halachas ezel ezel simi g'dayla. The mission says, what's called simi g'dayla?
Yudayma kosha
e'ni yichala l'hamed l'chanit b'adam l'hismaitet l'hisnaded k'sha'ayla b'ah adam. When a person goes on the boat doesn't move. The boat is so big that the boat does not shake. When a person enters, that's a big boat. Yashua la neser, oyala safsol. Now let's say a person sits down. So therefore, it's a sinu gedoyla. And now Yashua neser, oyala safsol, oyala goshish shalmita. Kimosh should be on the mission. Allah, he sits down on a board or on a bench or on a goshish, something like a footstool shalmita. Kimosh should be on the mission. Allah.
Is this on a boat or not?
On the boat. They're on the boat now. So until then, the first mission discussed when you do these things, when you sit down on a board, a safsol or a goshish. On the ground. So then the halach is that the tar becomes tameh. Now let's say this thing was on a boat. It's on the ground. The first Mishnah, the Aaron the Mishnah Aleph, Yashua, like Ness, is on the ground. They're on the ground, on the earth. On Nesser, Allah Safsul, Al Gashish, Shalmita. And on a pole, when they are machidin, which means they're not kavua, they're not permanent, they shake. So all these cases, or allu b'ilan shkechera, or b'soicha shkechera, b'ilan yafeh, is the mitzvah b'zman shehim kavua b'misma, ala kevesh, ala kavua, b'ala gelsa, b'zman shehim yisuvim, t'neim. Machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Tanakam and Rav Yehuda, if you go on these things, you become Tamei or Tar.
Yeah, so.
Okay? So now all of the everything in Mishnah Aleph was all discussing a case where, in Mishnah Aleph, the case was where it was on the ground. It was on the ground, it was not on a boat. Now we're taking all of these items and we're putting all of these items on a boat. So does the dynamics of these items being on a boat change? If you're on the earth, you're on the ground, and you sit down on a board, a Zav and a Tar sit down on a board. So the board shakes. So when the Zav sits down, the Zav is causing the Tar to move slightly. So Tanakhama says, Tame. But what happens if this board is on the boat? So just because he sits down, so what? The boat is shaking. The fact that you're not on the dry land, you're on a boat, and the boat is moving a shtickle, so maybe the dynamics of a Zav and a Zav and a Zav and a Tar will be different when you're on the boat. You hear the lumbus?
Yeah.
Okay?
Not really. What?
In the first Mishnah we learned, if you go on the ground, right? On Avenue J, you go on Avenue J, on the island, and I put on a board. I take two crates, one here, and I put that on a board.
Up and down.
Board. And when you sit down on the board, not a seesaw, not just a samazon. I take two crates, one here, I put on a board, and a tar sits down, and then a zav sits down. So when the zav sits down, according to Hanakama, being that it's not properly attached to the ground, when the zav sits down on the board, he's going to cause the board to shake a little bit, and the tar is going to move slightly. So why is the tar moving slightly? Because of the koyach of the zav. The zav, by sitting down on the board, has caused him to give a shuckle.
Yeah.
The mele, the tar becomes tamei. Now what happens if instead of putting the two crates and the board on the ground, you put it on a ship, on a grois ship, a Sina Gidoila, like one of the new $50 billion chayes, one of the new fighter jets. What do they call them? They call them the Ronald Reagan, or what's it called?
Yeah.
Gerald Ford. Aircraft carrier. Very good. How do you know that? Aircraft carrier.
Because I've been on it.
Yeah? Where do you go on them? Where?
In the Intrepid.
Oh, the Intrepid's a baby. This is nothing compared to what we have today. This is like a Mickey Mouse compared to what it is today. You want a real nuclear powered aircraft carrier. Okay? And so there, what's the halacha? Are the dynamics going to change? So steht in the Mishnah, Hazav Yatav, Shiyashu Besim Gdela, Kamoshim Mishnah Kresh, so that's easy to swing Gdela, you know, call Shin Yechul Lehamit Be Adam. So what is Allah? Adam, Yashu Al Neser, Oyal Asafsul, Oyal Agosh, Shalmita, Kamosh Ben Lel, Vial Huch Lunus, Oyal Ha Kolonis, or Paul Hamoit, Bisman Sheinam Machgidin, when it's not permanently attached to the ground, Shekavuim Behim Mukavam, Inam Misnoidim Kifigar. So what is the halacha? The halacha, alu hazav yatabilan. Let's say the zav is, or another example, alu hazav yatabilan shekach yaf. The same exact thing as the first question. Mam zav bazach. They go on a tree, and the tree shekach. They go on a tree shekach yaf. Oy besoicha, or they go on a branch shekach yaf. This is the opposite. Here they're going on the ground, and the tree is powerful. It's not going to move. When you go on a tree, it's not going to move. Or you go on a branch. The branch is also very powerful, it's not going to move, it's not going to shake Shekhecha Yofa. Uvislam Tsuri, not a Sulam Mitzri.
So this is like the opposite of what
opposite,
we learned
exactly.
On the other Mishnah.
Uvislam Shel Tsar, Tyre, Shul
Gadol. So why do we need this Mishnah? We don't have it
really. No, because it's
only in the other ones where
exactly,
it's movable,
that's the Mishnah.
That's where,
okay,
so from that already I know that it's something that's solid.
Not necessarily. This is good for what the Mishnah is coming to teach.
Then it should have followed up on the next Mishnah. It shouldn't have skipped the Mishnah.
I don't know. You ask Natasha, I don't know. Let's see the whole parak first. I don't know. But it's attached. It's a very big one. It's kavu. You go upon one of these things. Al kira bal delas, al delas.
Bitit.
It's when in bitit shah shachem. Bukhwan him bitit. Vafilu misadecha. Vafilu alu hazav atar misadecha. Toyim atar begot of tarim. Everyone is tar. Shen kan kol shash shal tumas midrash oy shal tumas teset. When you're on a boat and it's moving, it's not moving because you're sitting down. It's because even though the boat is very, very large, it's because the boat is also moving. The mela. That in all these cases, the tahar remains tahar. He does not become tummy due to the movement of the tummy. Got it?
Yeah.
Vaita.
Because it's stationary.
Atar mikoyach next. Oishal shetuza. Atar make es atamu alocha. Let's say atar make es atamei. In tar make es atazov. Tar mitumas nivash kolay marsh. Begod of inim tmei nivash. Avol tami hu mitumas heset.
He moved him. No.
Ah.
He hit him.
Sorry. Nishan alazov. Avol lufi ram mashu shatar legarmi. He's saying a chiddush. He's saying the yisod of his, and when you tamish from tumas heset, your clothing do not become tamay. He's more than yisod. He is mamish, and now yisod. You have to know the yisod. Is that when a tahar becomes tamay because of heset? If the zav caused a tahar to move, following me?
If the tahar caused the tamay to move, no.
If the tame caused a tahar to move,
so that's hesed.
To move, that's hesed. That's hesed. So only his body becomes tame. His clothing did not become tame.
I think we mentioned that before already, no?
We did? I don't know. I don't remember learning that before.
Sure.
However, if the guy becomes tame because of midras, because
right.
he sat down upon him,
right.
Not only does his body become tame,
yeah.
his clothing become
right.
tame
right.
as
that.
Well.
We learned that, but what does it have to do with this case?
So over here, saying this over here, he gives him a punch. If a tahar hits, gives a punch,
yeah.
punches a zav, So he causes the zav to move.
Right.
So hesed is two ways: either the zav causes you to move, or you cause the zav to move.
Okay.
So when you punch a zav, or the zav punches you, that's called hesed. That's not called leaning. The male of the nafkamin is your clothing do not become tummy. The person becomes tummy, but not
right,
his clothing.
We looked at before,
but if the zav or the tar leans upon a person, so then not only does he become tummy, his clothing becomes tummy as well.
Correct.
Okay, that's what it says. So I'll cover it with Hatar Tommy Makis, Atomic Midras. Okay, Hatomi Makis, let's say the Tommy The other way around. The Tame is Mak of the Tar. Tame Hatar. Tumas Midrash. Oh, if the Zav hits a Tar, so then the Tar is its Nishan. We consider hitting the mice of hitting of the mice of the person who is Tame. When he hits a person with his Tar, that's called Nidras.
Even if he doesn't
lean upon him, when a person who is tame hits a person who is tar, that's called midras.
Okay.
You see, Murdik Yisoy, that being the victim is less than being the aggressor. When the person who is tame hits, it's called midras. But when the person is being hit gets hit, it's only called Hesed. It's not called Midras.
Okay.
It's a nice insight.
Yeah.
Hatame makes atar. Tame makes atar is tame. Atar to mas midras. Shemi moshech atar shem atar hoye mis chamek mitachas yadai. If the tahar would be, what does it mean mis chamek? What does that mean the word mis chamek? Miss Chamek.
Your friend, the Rabbi Shimon, is going to come meet by me on Yom Kippur. Want to come that day?
What? Avoiding what?
My friend Rabbi Shimon is coming on Yom Kippur to me on the second day. Do you want to come that day to eat?
No. Ask him when his next Sefer is coming out. Tell him I'm waiting already. Waiting a long time already for the next Sefer.
Need some material.
Tell him I know all the Svarim. I use the stuff in the Shia. Tell him the one I'm in Hagim was very, very good. I'm in Hagim. I said over. Especially the one he spoke about. How are you allowed to say the last pasuk in the Megillah? The last pasuk in the Megillah is a problem.
Yeah.
What everyone says. So he writes all about. He has a whole shtickle Torah on this. He wrote it up. Baruch Simon.
Is that what Rabbi Shechter says?
Pasuk, I don't remember, but he wrote up a Gantz shtickle Torah on this. It's very problematic. How come all of a sudden you can say they're in the middle? But the last pasuk
is at the end.
So why is there a problem? There's a problem with the last pasuk. I don't remember the title.
Rabbi Shechter talks about this.
How you talk about this?
I heard this year.
Okay, mischanek means to avoid. Shema tar hoya mischanek. You see, it would avoid. Look what it says over here. If the tar would avoid mitachas yadai, it would avoid maria tamei neifel. Ah, wow. Isn't it amazing how you Kiddush?
What does it mean?
He's saying it means to avoid. The Tame is punching him. Right? He's punching.
And it goes like that.
So what would happen if the Tahar would duck?
He ducks.
So then the Tame would fall.
So it's a midrash.
So therefore the fact that
there was no kayak.
You know what?
He didn't feel. He didn't get the koyach of the punch. He just.
So that's exactly the point. Since if the tahar would duck, then the tamei would fall down on the ground because he would miss. So it goes to show that when he doesn't miss, and when the tahar hits him, that basically the tamei is leaning upon the tahar.
Okay.
Got it.
It's a stretch of things.
What?
It's a little stretch, isn't it?
Stretch? Not a stretch. No? Why is it a stretch? He's leaning upon him. That's exactly the point. He's leaning upon him. So he does. He's leaning upon him. Okay, let's chaz again this Mishnah. steht in der Mishnah, Azov Yatahar, Azov Enatar Yishayashu Vesina Gedayla, the Mela, the Mela Vesina Gedayla is that when you're going to have all the cases illustrated in the first Mishnah, it's not going to be applicable in this instance because here the boat is shaking, all shnegol. The Mela, we can attribute the movement not to the Zav, but we can attribute the movement to the boat. Ezoi, Ezohi, Gesimda Gedayla, Rabbi Meir, Kol Shaina, Yechayla, Lechamid, Ba'adam. It does not. When a person steps upon the boat does not move. That's what the Sina Gedayla. Yashua Lanesa, let's tell this in Lanesa, or Asafsul Allah God, let's say they sit there. And there's the board, a board. Or Allah Safsul on a bench, Allah Gosh is on a footstool, Shalmita. The Alho Achloinos, they climb together, they climb together a pole. I mean, that means they sit on a pole. I don't know. They climb. Bizman she'enam ish'enam machgidin, when it's not permanently attached to the ground, or olu b'ilan k'shkoicha yofe. So all of these things are on a boat. They're all on a boat. So the chiddush is, even though in all of these things there is some slight movement, there is some movement in all of these items listed in this mishnah. All these examples, a neser, a safsol, a goshish, ach loinos, all of these things they shake. So you would think that when the Zav enters upon one of these things and causes this item to shake, the Tahar should become Tanei, Komash Malan, since being that this is a boat, this is a boat in this water, and anyway it's shaking due to the water, the waves, the Nela, we attribute the movement not to the cause, not to the Zav who caused them to move, but we attribute the movement to the natural body of water.
Hey.
Got it?
Yep.
Understand?
Yeah.
Really? Got it? Again?
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Hazav Yatar Shayashu Besina Gedayla. They're on a large boat. Yeah?
Big boat, no movement.
There is movement. That's the Chiddush. Is movement. That's the Chiddush.
Oh, is.
The Chiddush, even when there's a big boat, is going to be.
It's not
going to be. It's going to see. He doesn't explain too much over here. Doesn't really explain why. But basically, this over here is that we attribute this, since you're in a boat, even though the boat is a very large boat, when there is going to be movement, we attribute the movement to the water. We do not attribute the movement to the actions of the Zav. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Are you listening or are you thinking about other matters?
I'm trying to listen, but it's not going in.
A person's on a boat.
Yeah.
The first Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, in this paragraph, discussed the case where a person's on the ground. You're on Avenue J, you're on Cornell Island Avenue, and you take two crates, and you put a piece of wood on the two crates, and a Tahar sits down, and then a Zav sits down. When the Zav sits down on the board that's on the street, it causes the board to shake. And when the board shakes, what happens? The person shakes. Got it?
Yep.
So what happens in the Mishnah Aleph? The person becomes Tamei.
Right.
Why does it become Tamei? Heset.
Right.
Because the Zav has caused them to move. But let's say this exact board was not on the ground. It was on the boat.
Right.
So then when the Zav sits down on the board and causes, and the person shakes, is the person really shaking because of the Zav, or is he shaking because of the waves?
Right.
So the Mishnah is teaching you that when a person is on a boat
and
a Zav sits down on the board, the movement is not because of the Zav, the movement is because of the boat.
And he's Tahar. Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Azav Yatar Shayashu Bisina Gedayla.
Yeah.
Ezu Bisina Gedayla. Rabbi Huda Mer, Kol Shayna Yechol Lahamid Ba'adim. It cannot move. It does not move. When a person walks on the board, it doesn't move. It doesn't shake. Okay, now, nevertheless. Nevertheless, even though it's a very large boat, and even though it's not going to shake when a person walks on the boat, nevertheless, Yashua al Neser, if they both together sit on the board, the Zav Natar, or Allah Safsal, or on a bench, or Allah Goshish, or on a footstool Shlomita, or the Alaho Achloy Nos, a pole, Bizman She'enon Machgivin, when the pole is not permanently attached to the ground of the boat, and the Mela, when they sit, they operate these things together, this movement, it doesn't matter. In all these examples, we do not attribute the movement to the Zav. We attribute the movement to the boat that's shaking in the water.
And
the Mela of the Tahar remains Tahar.
Right.
Another more examples of this. These are rare on land. Alu bi'ilon shekecha yofa. On a very strong tree, it's not going to shake. You go on the tree. Or you go on a branch. This is going on the trunk. Or b'seicha, on a branch shekecha yofa. Or you go over sulam tsoy, you go on a sulam tsoy, which is permanently attached to the ground. Or mitzri, or mitzri, which is not permanently attached to the ground, but it's vanshu kuvim masma. It's nailed down to the ground. Okay. No. The masma. Or ala kadesh. Or on a ramp. You go on a ramp. Ala koyr, or on a beam. All of the well, adeles,
they're all very solid. The
it's solid, cemented into its location. All these examples are learning the mitar. Nu naya halacha, hatar and naya halacha. What?
This is the case that I'm getting.
Hatar makes atame atar. A person who's tar gives a punch to a person who's tame a zaf. So halacha is tar. Why is he tar? He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Why don't we go tar mitumas midras? Oh, so it's only tar from what to mas midras? In other words, it's not called leaning. It's not called since the person is tahar. Hatar makes atame tar.
It's not called movement.
Let's say mitumas midrash. So what does it mean over here? Shebegodav einam. It's called heset. Shebegodav einam time midrash. I will tell you who mitumas heset. Shari nishan al azav. He's been nishan al azav. He's leaning on the zav. When a person who is tar, when a person is tar, what? When he hit him. When he hit him, it's called leaning. That's what it says. It's called mitumas midras. It's tar mitumas midras. Clothing. Avol tar mitumas hesed. Shrei nishan al azav. Because you're leaning. It says that when the tahar leans, when a tahar leans on a zav, that is called tumas hesed. I'm sorry. That is called his clothing. Is tar mitumas midras. Midras. The clothing is not midras. Avol tar mitumas hesed. That's what it says. Okay, that's what it says. I don't know more than that. It says over here, Tahar Make Esatame Tar. He's tar from what? Tomas Midras. But he's still Tomas Tomas Hesed. Let's say Atame Make Esatar.
Because when are you Tomei Tomas Hesed?
When you cause him to move. Or here he calls it leaning. The fact that he's leaning upon him. By giving him a punch, I don't know the Kati is saying. The Kati is not so clear here.
Causing him to move instead of leaning, because there's no leaning.
There is leaning. He says leaning. He contradicts himself. The Kati.
It's leaning, and normally leaning would be midrash,
but not in this way.
But not in this case. It's
why not? Why is because I don't know why, but it's different. I will tell you to us Hesed. Shari Nishana is leaning upon the Zav. Vait. Next, Allah will let. Let's say.
For me to get to the head.
It's hard. I don't know. It's hard stuff. Yeah, tar. That's what we need. We need a picture book. Picture book with Abraham. I have to maybe go get it today. Atar, but atar, make es atame. Let's say the tar hits the tame. Tar. He's tar.
Midras, but
he's still tame to his midras. Let's say atame, make pumpakert. Then tame. Who's tame? The victim. The victim is tame.
Tame midras.
Why? Because the tar has leaned upon him. So the male, his clothing is tummy as well. Should be mashik, because how do you know how does it call leaning? How do you know it's called leaning? Because if the tar would withdraw, if the tar would withdraw,
like
then the tummy would fall down on the ground.
Therefore,
hare hatame noifel, tummy would noifel. So it goes to show,
so it would have fell. Therefore,
the ever goes to show that since the tar prevented the tummy from falling.
So he would have fell.
So therefore, it goes to show that the tall that
it was
the,
moving.
That no, that it was leaning. It was
leaning.
Nishan. Because since he's preventing him from falling down,
right.
So it goes to show that the tame is mamash leaning on the tar. Because if the tar would withdraw, then the tame would fall down. That goes to show that the tame is really in essence leaning upon the tar. The tame is in essence leaning upon the tar. And the nail of the tame. The Tomei is leaning upon the Tar. That's why this Tomas is Midras. Tomas, which means that the Tar now becomes Tomei. Not only is he Tomei, his clothing is Tomei as well.
Sounds good.
Okay, next Mishnah. We'll do the next Mishnah?
Yeah.
Next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Nida.
Yeshua, no?
You're right. Yeshua, I'm paying attention. Anida has the same status as a zav and a zava. Okay, shayashva imatahira im isha tahira b'mita shehi machira. What's machira mean? Chaynu she'ena kavua b'mukayma. It's movable. It's not permanently attached. We had the board before the pole that's not machira. Yeah, you with me? Paying attention.
Yeah, what's going on here?
You're not paying a nida. You have a woman who's a nida.
Right.
That she's sitting like, down on a bed.
She's like a zav.
And she's sitting on a bed. She's sitting on a bed together with another woman who's Torah. And the mita is not permanently attached to the ground. The mita can move.
Yeah.
The mita is movable. It's not kavur. The mita she'ina machgira.
I like that. What's that word mean?
It moves. It shakes.
Like a chiga. What's a chiga?
Chiga means like a person.
A lame person.
Lakan. Doesn't have legs, so he shakes from place to place. Kafa, or let's say, so kipa shebraisha tamei midras klema afilu. So the woman who was thus far tahira, now by sitting on the same bed as this woman who is a tamea, who is a nida, the woman who was thus far tahira becomes tamea at kidei kach. Even the little hat that she's wearing on top of her shetel becomes tamea as well.
Why not?
Why not? Her clothing.
Kipa. Wow.
Even what's kipa means? Even the kipa. Kipa shebraisha tamei midras klema afilu hatsoif. Even the kerchief. Even that is tamei tumas midras. Why? Sat upon this man. It's as if the nida has sat down upon this man. Yashva. Let's say the nida sat bisvina kitana. The nida sat down in a small boat. So kelim shabiraisha. The kelim shabiraisha. Nida hanida nida yashra yashra nida besvina besnigatana kelim shebereish hanes. The clothing, the articles of clothing that are on top of the pole, the sail, the nes is the sail that goes all the way up. Yeah, you with me? Shebesvina tamei midras afilu akelim shebereish hataron. The taron is the mast tamei midras shol says vasvina miss nades. That's so funny.
It's a funny word.
I don't know how to read the word.
I don't blame you. It's a weird word.
Okay, it's shaking. Pa'amim, what's so funny? Pa'amim, shemakim asvina shen shenida yeshemes sham oile v'shar asvina yoredes v'nim says kilu hanida nitlis eshar asvina kumay b'kapas maznayim heil kachalakelim shabasvina afilo oisim shabash asvina atanais t'mei midras krevel chedesh. Okay, so if you go on a small boat, if a woman sits down on a small boat, since when a person enters the boat shakes.
Right. On a small boat, we're talking about.
Every single thing on the entire boat becomes tamei. Even the objects that are all the way on the sky, all the way on the top of the mast. Any article on this boat becomes tamei because the nida has caused the boat to shake. Okay. Got it?
Makes sense.
Vaita. Rabbi Yehuda Balachwaik Al Mashashul disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua is coming to the before Hazavat Hashabasino Abi Asta Akish Abigame Gimare Elutem Midras. So we learned the Shemash Mashakel Shabashatar in it. So there we learned the previous Mishnah.
The first Mishnah.
That they go on a boat.
On a raft.
And they go on a boat.
Boat or raft.
Boat or raft.
Small boat.
So what is Halach? It says in the previous Mishnah is that the tar becomes tame.
Right.
But it only said that the person becomes tamei, not the mast, not the kelim. Why? Mashma shehakelim shebereish hatorin einim tameim. But who adin benida sheyashua matahira b'mita shol das chacham begodecha b'levat tameim midras. Only the tahira, but not the kibah. Avaloya kibah shebereish. Because that's already something that's superfluous. Okay. That's not even part of the government. Ba Rabbi Yeshua lachloi, he comes to this with
the
loymar. Shafilu hakipah shebereish hatahira. Shafilu hakelim shebereish hatahirin. Tamei midras.
Right?
Tameim. Look what it's tamei midras.
What did we say? He said
he's coming to disagree. Das hagufa is the chiddush.
The first guy said that the kippah was not.
No, Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda says it is. And Yeshua says that if a person goes onto a boat.
Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua says, but was the Tanakh.
But the Chacham, they disagree.
What? They said that the keeper wasn't.
It's not as Tahira.
Yeah, right.
Only the main clothing become Tahira, but the keeper does not become Tahira.
That goes in line with what we said before.
The Machloik is very posh. The Machloik between the Rabbanan is different types of Hasidim. Hasidim, some will wear the thing, the Shmansik and the Shmintzik on top of the Shaitel, those who don't wear on top of the Shaitel. I know a marriage counselor, he told me, I'm telling you the honest truth, there's a marriage counselor in the Or Yitzchak, he's one of probably the biggest marriage counselors around today. You know, Reuven Epstein, you know who he is? Reuven Epstein, he's putting out a book soon, coming out, a fellow time is publishing this book. He's a very big demand. He gives chassan classes, his wife gives kala classes, he's an accountant. And he told me that he once had a case. He had a case of a World War III breaking out between the husband and the wife over wearing the thing on top of the shaitel. So she didn't want to wear it, and he wanted her to wear it, and because what it represents, what it means, mamish, the whole marriage is on the line because of wearing the shmintzik on top of the shaitel. So it's mamish, I'll go over here. The woman's wearing it.
So
the shaila is, what would happen if she would take it off?
So how did he settle the problem?
I don't know what he did. Baita. So that's machlekes. If she would take it off and the husband would be quiet, it shows it's not really part of her clothing. The male, it's tar. But if the husband, she would take it off, the husband would go berserk. The male, it goes to show it's a chelik of the clothing, male, it's tameh. Yeah, my halamas, the Vaita in the Mishnah is Vaita is coming to be chayil fine. We will chalik al mashu nilel. So this is already Vaita. We'll read next. Mash not going to be Yeshua nida. Why is Yeshua says when you want out of the law is zov? But we're at time before. Should they last win? Then keep us. Shabroisha shashach ba tumas midras. That's why we're talking about a nida. I'm not talking about a zov because a zov doesn't wear a kippah. A zov only a nida wears a kippah. What about the Zav? What about his keeper? What do you mean? Every year there is a keeper. Look how many keepers there are. So it's Pshat. It's a Raya. The time of the Mishnayis. It's a Moritic Raya. The time they don't wear the keepers.
Right.
It's a Raya. I'm not joking. The Gemara talks about that the first keeper came in from the mother of one of the Amorayim. She saw the... No, I don't need... Preserve the environment. I am doing my part. Preserve the environment. Why should it go in a landfill, a tissue? Why go? Why? You have to be good to the environment. Listen, the tape is on. Don't say things that can ruin people. You might listen.
Nobody ever going to listen to this.
What?
There's nobody ever going to listen to this.
No?
No.
I now put it on immediately. After we finish it, I put it on immediately.
Good, go ahead.
How do you know? Maybe someone will listen to it.
Not one person has ever hit.
Oh, yeah. I used to tell my mother, I'd give a share, so I'm going to look around, there's no one listening. I would say, I talk to the tape recorder. At least tape recorder's listening.
So what about it?
Nothing.
You felt bad for you? Never.
Nah.
No?
Nah, I don't think so. Weiter.
Okay.
It's all about me. People have such good, gefährliche tzaras. Unbelievable tzaras of life. Next. Neteles areva, malei begadim. Hoysa hanida, neteles areva, malei begadim. Let's say a woman will take a basket, a laundry basket, full of clothing. Bizman shemason kaved mitemen kabgadim tumas midrash. Shoyl sensu maso abgadim kaved. Ad shemachriim oisah. She has to bend down. Hareze kilu nishenes v'nidlas aleim. Okay, so that's Allah. But bizman shemason kal tohari mitumas midrash. Bram tvem tumishem maso. Okay, singing so melodies of wood is a basket, a laundry basket. A woman who's a nida, and she picks up a laundry basket full of laundry. If the laundry basket is heavy, the clothing are very, very heavy. Ad kitach that she bends down because of its weight. When she picks, oh! She bends down because of its weight. That's called nishon. The male, then all the clothing, laundry basket become tamei tumas midras. They become tamei. But if when she, it's not so heavy and she does not need to bend down, she picks it up and she's not bending down because of the weight of the laundry inside the basket, then there's no tumas midras. There's only tumas hesed. Good? this man shemasim kal tarin mutumis midras. But I'm tamei mishemasim is a tumis tumis masim. Case the yesh mefarshim. I guess if it's midrash, it's an avatuma. It's masa. It's a rishon lutuma. Good. The yesh mefarshim shemudibekan bebechdoin shenoisa hanida amatuma. Where they carrying it together. The question is not that the basket become them. The question is, does the woman become them? Does the isha become tameya? That's the question. Got it? Aisha bolashmen shaaf bishadach anashim lisayef yoiser me'anashim. Or women are tired; they get very weak. So maybe you would think, even when it's the basket is kal, it's very light. She ends up leaning upon her friend. Next, zav shehikish al kitzaytra gezustra azav that banged on a gezustra yal vnafal kikashal tuma shayim munach al gezustra. What's a gezustra? Azav shehikish al.
It's like a thing.
What's the thing? What's the thing?
That protrudes from the wall.
From the wall. The nafal kikashal tuma shayim munach al gezustra. There was a loaf of tuma that was resting upon the gezustra. Tar. Hakikar is tar. Shows since like Zustra Koicha Yafi. Why is the Kikar tar? Why? Because Hoyle the Zustra Koicha Yafi, Onu Emim Shlonova Kikamachmas, as Sisit Shalzov Elamachmas, Harado, an earthquake. If you bang on the wall, you bang on the wall, and there's a Gezustra, and on the Gezustra is
like
a loaf of bread, and
plank.
You bang. Okay, so the we'll keep right over here. Yavia Zov Shehi Al Kitzaitra. The Zov banks.
It's
not a plank, it's attached to the wall.
And it's now attached to the wall, it's a plank.
Fine, a plank that comes out of the wall.
Yeah.
And then a loaf of bread is upon the plank, and you
right.
bang on the plank, and the
right.
loaf of bread falls to the ground.
Good.
So the law is that the loaf of bread is Tahira. Oh, Heset, I cause a loaf of bread to move. We do not attribute its movement to your banging, because the gezustra is gezunt. So why then did it fall down from the ground? We attribute it to an earthquake. We attribute it to the movement in the ground, not to your movement, because your movement, your banging, would not normally be have the koyach to cause the loaf to fall down. So why did it fall down? It was a miracle. It was an earthquake struck the land which caused this thing to fall down. Because of the earthquake. The Mishnah. Aleph Perek Revi. How much more do we have to do? Until Perek Hey, until Perek Hey, not that much more to do. Only this two parakim. Let's finish it soon. Rabbi Yeshua says, Nida Sheyashva Latayra. Look what's happening over here. Nida Sheyashva Matahayra. Bimita in one bed. So what is halacha? Rabbi Yehuda says, the woman, so therefore when she sits on the bed, the Nida is causing movement, and the woman that's sitting next to her, she's become Tameya. Do you know how Tameya she is?
Midrash.
Not only is she her clothing Tameya, even her keeper is Tameya. Okay? So a keeper should be
right,
shows Tame Midrash.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What it says.
Yeah.
Even the keeper. And why did the Mishnah now go to the case of a Nida and not discuss the case of a Zav? Because we want to teach a look of a keeper, which implies that men did not wear keepers in the time of the Mishnah.
Is that it? Or is that yours?
It says it over here. It's Mashra. Why? Okay, why do we go with this the case of an Isha? It says over here, Baruch Lechali Lamer, we know that Mash Nagar Rabbi Yehusha Nida, Vulay Zav, Mavur Atam, Bimfarshim, Kadil Hashman, Bim Kippa, Shabiraisha, Shashach Batumas Midras, by Nashim. Ah, but men also wear a Kippa.
So to say that, you're making that up.
I'm missing a Kasha.
Okay.
And men also wear a Kippa.
Oh, come on.
The answer is no, men did not wear Kippais in the time of the Mishnais. They first wore Kippais in the time of the Gemara. That's true, the Gemara says.
Okay,
the Gemara says that the Yarmulke first came into existence at a much later point in time of the Gemara, Adam Shnais. People walked around bareheaded. only when you davened, he said Hashem's name, you put on a yarmulke. This min that you should wear yarmulke the entire day is a new thing. They always covered their head when they davened to Hashem, but they did not cover their head when they occupied themselves in labor. When they went to work, they did not cover their head. And this is Sfaradim. Ar hayomaz, they did not wear yarmulke when they go to Beshita. Beshita, you don't wear yarmulke because in order the yarmulke should have meaning and value and make a reason upon you, when you daven, you only put it on for daven. When you work, you don't wear yarmulke. Okay, all of the, why the Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't say vidu. Why? Because if you're going to Sira Shanu every single day, twice a day, Shachar Semincha, when it'll come Yom Kippur, it'll have no meaning whatsoever. You have to go avoid doing it. It's Fersh Gemara. If a person eats matzah Erev Pesach, it's Ki'ilu, he's Boyel Aru Sosai. Boyel Aru Sosai. You don't eat matzah Erev Pesach. You should know that people have a Habirvik Akpada, especially when Erev Pesach Shachalio is B'Shabbos, not to read the Haggadah Erev Pesach. Because you should say the Haggadah at night, B'Tei Avoin. If you're going to read the Haggadah Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, or even Stam Haggadah during Erev Pesach, no, I've already gone through the Haggadah already. When it comes now nighttime, and you go through the Haggadah, no, I already did this morning, it's boring, I already know what it says, I know what it says in the Haggadah, it's saying, what Rabbi Shlomo is saying Haggadah today, don't tell me, you go? Oh, you should have gone to the Haggadah, you're saying Haggadah today, quarter to 11. What happened? You don't understand? You rubbed me the wrong way?
No, just I don't get anything out of it.
Haggadah in English.
I get it out of... Oh, if it was in English, it would have been better.
He said, they say the thing in English, saying Haggadah, Shion Haggadah.
Quarter to 11?
Quarter to 11.
Too late, right?
Too late. Too little, too late. You see, you missed out on life. See, life. Someone told me on Shabbos, Mamish's guy, he told me that the streets are paved with golden opportunities. Wherever you walk, there's an opportunity to do a chesed. Not just a chesed, bronze, silver, gold.
Yeah.
The streets are paved with gold.
Yep.
Opportunities, no matter where you are in the spectrum of rich, poor, a gadol b'Yisrael, or a common man, or even a Russia, even a pachus, a nechayis darga, even him has golden opportunities to do chassadim wherever you walk in the street. And people, they let these golden opportunities pass them by.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. Yeah. He's so true. That's what this guy told me. This guy told me, he gave a lot of tzedakah to this person. He gave a lot of tzedakah for Moshe Chidah. And he told me, there are a lot of opportunities out there to make people happy. People who are nothing, who are suffering. Give them a few bucks. Makes a difference in their life and puts them in a different frame of mind. The streets are paved with gold.
Sure.
Weiter. So sagt ich mit all Kids seit so gesucht das schon auf dem Kicker schon schon mal schön nur noch alle gesucht hat a Kicker schon war gesucht so kann ich ja an einem muss sagen der fell because of an earthquake a rada not because of your shaking was ich hasen mich das hasen mich aber Yehuda ob schon immer wie schon says nicht dass ja schon alle tahir an nicht dass ja schon alle immer tahir haben mit mit der Tahir mit Kippa Shebera Haisha, the Kippa Shebera Haisha, to my Midras.
Right.
Let's say Yasha Basin in a boat, so the boat shakes, the Gans boat shakes, so not only is the clothing, the person in the boat,
it's a small boat.
Small boat, even the Kelim Shebera Nes Shebasin, even the Kelim, the mast, all the way up there on top is going to be turned to Mismiris. Nay Halacha. Nay tell us Areva Meleya Bigodim, a woman who takes a basket, a laundry basket full of clothing. Bisman Shem Mason Kove.
She's a Nida, right?
The Mason, what? And she is a Nida. So Bisman Shem Mason Kove. When the Mason is very covered, Tumayim, so the Halach is Tumayim. So therefore, what happens? Tumayim. When the Mason is covered, Tumayim. Who's Tumayim? The woman. So it's about two different perishim. First shot is that the woman is the clothing is thin because since it's very heavy she bends down and becomes nishan, she's leaning upon it becomes tumas midrash because it's avatoma. But let's say this man shemasan kal, it's lightweight and she's not going to lean down, then it only becomes tumas masa. which means the clothing become a rishul tuma, they do not become an ava tuma.
One
is very heavy. When the basket of clothing is very heavy.
Does she have it on her head? Where is
no,
she?
A basket, a new case. Now you're not
saying,
paying
attention.
Where
does she
have it? Totally lost in her hands.
People,
in her hands.
Sometimes they carry it on their heads in the old time.
Oh, you say something very interesting. Ah, now I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow, it's machadish. Hear that? People should listen to this on the shir. This is in machadish, or you say
that
it's just carrying on the head.
So
saying if it's causing the body to bend, okay, possibly. It doesn't make a difference. Any part of the body, wherever she's carrying over here, it's very, very heavy. It's causing the bend.
It's covered.
To name the clothing become an avatum because it's an avatum. But b'zman she'masan kal, when the clothing is very light, so she's not going to be bent down there. If she's only carrying it, it's to mas masa.
Why is she bending down when it's heavy?
Because it's heavy. It caused her to bend down.
To
bend, yeah. The male b'zman she'masan kal tahirin nai halacha azav shikish al kitzutzra azav. That was makish on a kitzutzra on a gezustra. This is the Mishnaic term for gezustra, ani gezustra, benafal kikosh shem tuma, on a plank.
She hit.
He gave a zetz on a kitzutzra, benafal kikosh.
He gave the plank a zetz.
Right, and now what came flying off the plank? Benafal kikosh shem tuma. So do we say that he was in Thomas Heset? The answer is no, tar, because we do not attribute the fact that the kikosh fell down to his hit, because it's not shaykh. It's also, why did it fall down? It fell down because there was another force in this world that caused it to fall down, but it's not because of what he has done. Now that requires explanation why attacker that, how the lumbus, how that attack is true. But the one thing is for certain, it's not because of his maisa. It's not because of his maisa, and therefore there is no Tumas Hesed. It's only going to be, there's no Tumas Hesed. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to stop here.
Yeah.
Okay, with two Mishnayis.
Very good.
Two Mishnayis. 45 minutes. We're done 45 minutes.
Wow.